why did the banana have to go to the doctor's office?
I don't know why.
It didn't peel well.
It's time for the children's hour. Kids Public Radio.
Light of sun in the sky sends the message. Be fearless and pray.
Times, my friend, I could see the storm clouds gathering. Try to close your eyes to the ignorance and lies, but it still feels like a heavy load. Greed and fear are the seeds that appear to have taken root through our garden right here. These sights and sounds were dragging me down, so I went out upon the road. I went across the ocean, out to Thailand and Cambodia, up Kathmandu, Sri Lanka, through Tibet and down to India. And up on a hill in Rishikesh, I came across a holy man with shining eyes and lifted a smiling grin, and this is what he said. Nothing so tall we can't climb over. There's nothing so wide we cannot cross.
That's Wookiefoot, Be Fearless and Play. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a whole lot of great people. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Miguel.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Vander.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Xander.
Hi, it's Killian.
Hi, it's Teddy.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for being with us today out there in listener land and here at the Outpost and on Zoom. Today, I'm excited because this show, we have a storyteller with us. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it sure
yes.
is.
Yes.
It is exciting. And the storyteller we have with us is named Joe Hayes. He's legendary here in the American Southwest. He's been to tons of schools. Has he been to any of your schools?
He went to mine a long time ago, back when I went to a different school.
That's pretty cool. He's gone to a lot of schools here in our town. And he's also performed all over the world, including coming up on the Children's Hour. We've got more. Stick with us. Joe Hayes is coming up next.
Listen.
This is the Bruces.
Listen. I listen with my body, not just my ears. I listen far away in the ear. I listen to myself and I listen to you. I listen for the music too. I listen, 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 listen. And I feel everything I hear. I listen, 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 listen. Everybody far away and near. I listen, 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 listen,
listen, listen, listen.
I listen, 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 listen,
listen.
Listen, 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 listen.
Listen,
listen, listen, listen, listen, listen.
Listen, listen, listen.
I listen to the sound of the rain kiss the earth, and I hear the song of my birth. I listen to the sound of the sun kiss the earth, and I hear the song of my birth. I listen with my heart, and I listen with my bones. I listen with my knees and my toes. I listen with my fingers, my nose and my ears. I listen 'cause I know that I'm here.
Listen.
I listen to the leaves dancing in the trees and the grass giggling in the breeze. I listen to the leaves dancing in the trees and the grass giggling in the breeze.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us today on the show is Joe Hayes. He's a storyteller from the southwestern United States. Here in New Mexico is where he's made his home for decades, but he's performed all over the United States. You've even performed around the world, haven't you, Joe?
I have been to a few other countries. I have been telling stories for a very long time. When I was about 30 years old, that's 50 years ago, I decided it's so much fun to tell stories, I'm going to see if I can make it into my job. And that's when I started being a real storyteller. Before that, I liked stories. I loved it when my dad would tell stories. I would tell some of those stories to my friends. But then about the time I was 30 years old, that's when I really got serious about it and thought I really want to dedicate myself to telling stories.
Your parents told you stories, your father did.
My dad would tell stories, yeah. My dad was born in 1896.
Wow.
Not even in the 1900s. He was born at a time when there was no radio, there was no TV, there was no telephone. People had to make their own entertainment. So that's why they sang songs together. They would tell stories. There was always a piano in every house. Somebody could play the piano. So I got that from my dad, how much fun it is just to make your own entertainment. Everybody is a storyteller in some way. To be a human being is to be a storyteller.
Well, yeah, you have to tell the story of what happened in your day. If
exactly,
I said to you, hey, Joe,
yeah,
how was your day? You're going to have to say,
how come you had that smile on your face? What are you happy about? And you tell the story about it. That's what we do.
Is there anything you think children can see or understanding stories that adults sometimes miss?
I'm sure that's true. But of course, I haven't listened to myself as a child, so I can't say for sure. I do know that kids are really good at creating the story with their mind while I'm telling the story. That's one of the things I like about telling a story. Each child is seeing something different. That's what's great about reading, too. You get to create the pictures yourself. No two people read exactly the same book. No two people hear exactly the same story because they're making it up in their mind as they read or hear the story. So they make it just right for themselves. When you look at a movie or you look at TV, everybody sees the same thing. But when you read, when someone tells a story, then you create it in the way that's just right for you.
What is your favorite story that you've told?
Kids often ask me that, and it's a little bit hard to answer because I don't tell any stories that I don't like. If a story seems to really work for the group I'm talking to, while I'm telling it, I think, this is my favorite story. This is really working. But then the next day I might have a different bunch of kids and they don't seem to really respond to it. And I think, I guess this story isn't so good. I better think of a different story to tell, because it all depends on the listener. I mean, what's the point of telling a story without listeners? It's really for the listeners. They're the ones who give you satisfaction by the way they like or don't like the story. Does that make sense?
Sometimes stories have like a moral that they're trying to teach people. Some of your stories do, and some of your stories don't.
I never think of stories as having a moral, really. You know, people learn from stories, whether the story is intended to teach something. I especially don't like stories that are sort of real heavy with teaching like that. I like people to sort of make up their own interpretation of the story. Probably the most important thing you learn from a story is things always work out in the end. And that's a good way to think about life. You run into problems, you have difficulty with this and with that, but don't give up hope, because in the end, things kind of have their way of working out. They always do that in the stories. I used to love to chew bubble gum. I almost always had a big, juicy wad of bubble gum in my mouth, even when I was in school. My teacher would see that. She would look at me and say, "Get rid of that gum." I had to take the bubble gum out of my mouth and wrap it up in some paper and throw it in the wastebasket. I would act like I was really mad. I didn't care. I always had another package of bubble gum right here in my shirt pocket. But my mom was the one who would really get mad, because I would forget to take the bubble gum out of my shirt pocket. I would throw my shirt with all the other dirty clothes, and my mom would wash my shirt. The washing machines all the moms had when I was a kid had a wringer hooked up to the motor. My mom would have to take each piece of clothing and put it through the wringer, and the rollers would squeeze the water out. The rollers would squish the bubble gum right into the cloth. There would be a big gunky stain around the pocket. My mom would say, "Oh no, look at this. You ruined another shirt." But then one day something happened that changed her mind. I was walking around out in the desert, chomping on some bubblegum, kind of daydreaming. I wasn't paying attention to where I was going, and I stepped right on a rattlesnake's tail. The rattlesnake couldn't rattle and warn me because I was standing on his tail. He came striking up through the air. He was aiming his fangs right at my heart. And the rattlesnake hit me right here. That's where I had some bubble gum in my shirt pocket. And the rattlesnake's fangs stuck in the bubble gum. There I was, with my foot on a rattlesnake's tail and his fangs stuck here in my shirt pocket. He was thrashing all around, whipping up against me. Oh, I was so scared, I couldn't move. I just stood there looking down into his beady little eyes. And those eyes were looking hate right back at me. That snake was moving his jaws around, trying to get his fangs out of the bubblegum so that he could get back at me and he could really bite me good. As the snake was moving his jaws around, trying to get his fangs out of the bubblegum started getting softer and softer and softer. And then the next thing I knew, there was a little pink bubble coming out of the rattlesnake's mouth. The bubble kept getting bigger and bigger. I took a deep breath. I got up all my courage. I brought my hand up and pop! I popped the bubble and the snake went flying over backwards and his head hit on a rock. It knocked him out cold. But that did take all my courage. I fainted. I didn't come home for lunch, so my mom came looking for me. My mom found me lying there on the ground. I was fainted out cold, and lying in the other direction, she saw a rattlesnake with bubblegum all over its face. My mom asked me what had happened. And I told my mother the same story I just told to you. Do you think my mother believed that story?
No.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or do you think she said something like this? You're going to grow up to be a storyteller. Would she have been right about that?
That's the incredible storyteller Joe Hayes jumping right in here on the Children's Hour. What a crazy story. That bubblegum saved your life.
It sure did, yeah.
My mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't buy the pickle. I bought some chewing gum. Chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water. I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles. In my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
That was Michael and the Rock Nest Monsters, and you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, along with the kids' crew at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our guest is the legendary storyteller, Joe Hayes. He's only just begun telling stories with us today. Find a learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Storytime with Joe Hayes.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization, and we're funded by listeners just like you. Learn more at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.